More.
All
Go
right,
ahead and start.
same, same. Okay. All right, next up is Zane.
All right, let's see here. See what else is new on Voice Hollywood. Wait, what's this? Really? Awesome! Entertain Us Season 2! Oh yeah, It's my birthday. I don't know how it's my birthday, but it's finally back up. Finally. So now I have to top what I did last season, because what I did last season was epic for the audition. I'm sorry. But nobody can beat Smeagol. I'm sorry, nobody can.
Nobody can beat it, especially when you can do it just right with the whole thing of my precious.
Smeagol, what are you doing?
Well, that was my cue. Right?
No. It wasn't your cue just to jump in and be like, I'm here, I'm Smeagol, ah.
Wow, you suck at the impressions of Smeagol. I can't believe it. The whole business can actually do an impression of me better than you.
Oh my goodness. You know, why don't you just get lost, because I am not using you again. That would only work twice. Once. Yeah, only once.
Well, you could do me and everybody else that's a chipmunk. Christmas day for dear.
No. Because I'm not gonna. I didn't really want to tell you this right now, but your voice is annoying as crap. Oh my word. Okay, seriously, I gotta find how to be entertaining as anything good other than annoying. I don't want to be that annoying. Have that like a, oh, here I am, blah, I'm annoying. I don't want to have that, no. I need something cool. Something no one's ever done before. Let me think here.
Well, you have so many new ideas you could do. You could do a little bit of a Mad Hatter. Like me. So, what do you say?
I think you might be a little too eccentric for me. Because, really? No, I really don't want to deal with the Mad Hatter right now.
Oh, why not? You got so many other opportunities out there that it's like so totally going to be wasted, because this is going to be the best audition they would ever have just because I have the Mad Hatter.
All right, you know, I'll think about it and I'll get back to you in a couple of weeks. How's that?
Oh, well, let's see here. Yeah, that sounds perfect. I'm gonna go have another happy birthday today, and we can celebrate all the happy birthdays for you and you and all of the judges on Entertain Us.
All right, you go do that. Oh my goodness, how many more things are gonna be come popping up in my head? I am starting to think I am actually delusional and talking to myself right now. Boy. I really should be back on my meds. Okay, alright, think what could be possibly entertaining.
Nothing's more entertaining than the main brain, McLean!
I wasn't really thinking about you. Main brain, really, don't you really have anywhere else to be right now?
Well, no. To be honest with you, no. I have absolutely nowhere else to be right now. WSL's still on the balance. They're still trying to get out of the lockout. It's completely and utter chaos right now. Yeah. Complete and utter chaos. I had to get out of that chaos. So, yeah, I really have nowhere else to be right now.
Can you get lost?
Well, I could do that, but it wouldn't be as much fun as messing with you.
Main brain, really, I really, you might be awesome at helping me get through different stages, but audition-wise, I don't think so. Get lost.
Fine. You don't know what you're messing with right now. I am the main brain, McLean!
Okay. See ya. Oh my goodness. you know, trying to figure out what I'm going to be entertaining on. What could possibly really entertaining? I don't know. You know, I'll think about this later. This is just going to be have to be thought out later because I can't think of a freaking single thing to do. I could make fun of Justin Bieber.
I roll. Yes. Best line ever. Okay. All right, I will review first. I'm volunteering. Volunteering, because I know you two are going to fight. I don't want brothers to fight.
I know I'd win.
Okay, my first note here is, suck up.
Yes.
I'm such a nerd. I love the Smeagol. Mm. I love the Lord of the Rings thing. Let's see. What else did I write? My writing is so terrible.
That's why you gotta type right like me on my 500 page notepad.
I probably could have done that typing.
I'm just
But anyway, back to reviewness. I like the voices. I wasn't sure the third voice was it. I don't know the character, so I don't know if it was good or not.
The third one was
Zane.
Yeah, it was Zane.
Yeah, that's like from season one. We called him that. And I guess it's stuck. But that was the third voice.
Yes, I like when he started doing the Mad Hatter voice. At first I didn't recognize it, some gay guy was gonna come in and start the lesson.
Jump in.
I don't know.
I loved the Mad Hatter voice. I didn't know you could do that, Zane. That was so good. I think like, wow. If I was doing Alice in Wonderland, I would cast you. What were you gonna say?
Oh yeah, I mean when I figured out who it was, I was like, that is good.
Mm-hmm.
At first I was like,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. Anything else, Tyler?
Me? I really liked his Smeagol and his Mad Hatter voice.
Mm-hmm.
And then just came up with a random Zane the Main Brain voice.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't too big of a fan of that one, but
I know
I really enjoyed
Smeagol's
Mad Hatter voice was pretty good.
Yeah. You could have ended it at 3 minutes and it would have been really good. I have a feeling he just wanted to added the Zane the Main Brain McClane voice because it's from the show, but I don't know if it worked for him. I wrote that towards the end, it kind of had the same feel as Copper, whereas like both of their submissions were both kind of sarcastic in a way that they were making fun of themselves, but A, it was too long, and B, it didn't really work for me, for entertaining value. At the end, the Justin Bieber line made me really laugh because, I don't know, it just reminded me of the first submission. And
you should have made fun of Justin Bieber.
Yeah. I think it might have been 2 minutes too long around there. Look, Cassie really liked Cassie, you wanna say yes or no?
Actually I'm going to say no.
Yes. Tyler?
You want me to go second? Why don't you go second?
I'm gonna say no, but same as Copper. I want you to resubmit because it was too long. One thing I did write, like the whole time you were kind of leading up, like there was gonna be a big payoff at the end, like you're gonna do the voice that's like all entertaining. I was really looking forward to that, and it never came. It kind of ended like, oh well, I still don't know what I'm gonna do with this show, so bye. So I want you to come back and bring it. Give me that payoff, and don't make it 5 minutes.
And one more small thing after you said that, uh-huh. To me, it kind of felt like a demo reel with too much of one voice.
Yeah, I got that too. It was a good demo reel. I really like your Mad Hatter and Smeagol.
Yeah, I would cast him for things based on this.
Tyler?
Yeah, I'm gonna say no, but yeah, definitely come back with something else, you know. Not just you thinking about what to audition for, but an actual audition. I mean, I know it's about the voices and such, but yeah.
All right. So next is next is Druox, and Druox's was a link because I didn't specify he needed to send me an MP3. I'll post the link in the audition thread, but I'm not entirely sure how I'm gonna work this into the episode. We'll probably just go right into the critique after this. All right. I just want to point out that I did find a way to download that song and mix it into the thing. Well, I haven't mixed it in yet, but assuming that everything goes smoothly, Druox's submission should be in the thing. So, Tyler, you haven't gone first yet.
All right. I'd like to say I liked it. It was good. The different voices he sang with and how he edited it and put it together. The lyrics were unique. I'm not sure if it's an actual song. I'm guessing it's not.
I think he made it, yeah.
Because it doesn't seem like an actual song. But yeah, it was unique and creative. It was good.
I wrote it was nice. It was really refreshing to have like a submission like this where it wasn't like a show or just too much talking.
Well, yeah,
this wasn't talking at all. This was
2 minutes and 40 seconds of the song.
Mm-hmm. It was good, and there was a video with it too. Everyone listening in the audio file won't know that. Well,
remember,
I'll post the link.
The longer your submission is, it has to keep us entertained for that whole submission. So.
And the video was cool to watch too. I liked it. To Cassie.
Well, I actually could not get the video to play, so. But I thought it was entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just I like the I found a way that I can take off my pants.
Yeah. The lyrics were a little hard for me to understand, but when I did find out what he was actually saying, I liked it.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, he has lyrics below it.
Oh, does he?
Oh,
he does.
Yes, and he has a good voice, so that's always a plus.
Yes, his harmonies and everything was not... I'm not a singing judge, but it was pleasing. That sounds so awkward. He pleased me.
Why took his pants?
Tom, Drux, Tom, you take those pants off now. Okay, this is getting too gay. I'm gonna say yes, Tyler.
Yeah, I'll say yes. I'm interested in what he's doing the later rounds.
Based on the fact that it's still stuck in my head right now, I'm gonna say yes.
Yes, it is still stuck in my head too. What is Drox? Why? All right, next up is trumpets. Dylan, coming back. Dylan, all right, here we go.